With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. An explosion has rocked Iran's capital this morning as Israel said it would carry out, quote, nonstop strikes against its leader and military. Iran, meanwhile, fired more missiles at Israel and Gulf Arab states in retaliation for the killing of its supreme leader in the surprise U.S. and Israeli attack that launched the widening war yesterday. The blast in Tehran sent a huge plume of smoke into the sky near government buildings. The attack yesterday has also disrupted flights across the Middle East. Israel, Qatar, Syria, Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, and Bahrain have all closed their airspace.
Flights also stopped over the United Arab Emirates. That led to the closure of key hub airports in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and Doha. The U.S.-Israeli attacks also led to the cancellation of more than 1,800 flights by major Middle Eastern carriers. Airlines are telling passengers to check status online and may offer waivers to help travelers rebook their flights if needed.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Recent statistics show about one-third of deportations in the U.S. now are voluntary departures. More on that from correspondent Ken Lorman.
This is happening because the Trump administration is encouraging people in this country illegally to leave voluntarily without the penalties associated with a formal removal order. In fact, they'll be given a bonus. Supporters of the president's immigration strategy say his policies are driving individuals to opt for voluntary departure rather than facing detention or potential deportation.
Supporters say this will lead to a safer community. Netflix has declined to raise its offer to buy Warner Brothers, Discovery Studio, and streaming business in a stunning move that effectively puts Paramount in position to now take over its Hollywood rival. This is SRN News. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has cleared the way for a Louisiana law requiring display of the Ten Commandments in public classrooms to take effect. The full court voted 12-6 to lift a block placed on the measure that the lower court had first issued in 2024. In the opinion, the court said it was too early to make a judgment call on the constitutionality of the law. That's partly because it's not yet clear how prominently schools may display the Decalogue or if other texts like the Mayflower Compact will also be displayed. Police in Sri Lanka have arrested the country's former intelligence chief in connection with suicide bombing attacks on Easter Sunday 2019. That targeted several churches and killed nearly 270 people. The attacks were believed to be inspired by ISIS. Suresh Sally was arrested by the country's Criminal Investigation Department and is accused of, quote, lapses that helped the terrorists carry out their plans. This is SRN News. Something was lost in translation.
Callers to Washington State's driver's license agency who select automated service in Spanish have instead been hearing an AI voice speaking English with a strong Spanish accent. The voice slipped Spanish numbers into key phrases. A recording of the odd-sounding accent drew attention on social media, and one person described the experience as hilarious, absurd, and like a scene out of Parks and Recreation. The Department of Licensing has apologized and says it fixed the problem. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, March the 1st, the 60th day of 2026. On this date in history, 1932, Charles Lindbergh Jr., the 20-month-old son of Charles and Ann Lindbergh, was kidnapped from the family home in New Jersey. Remains identified as those of the child were found 2 months later. Bruno Richard Hauptmann was convicted of murder and executed. This is SRN News.